Now joined by our second and third place finishers this evening, Stuart Friesen, driver of the number 52 Hallmar International Chevrolet for Hallmar Friesen Racing, and Chase Briscoe, driver of the number 29 Cooper Standard Ford for Brad Keselowski Racing. Gentlemen, certainly a great, tough race tonight. If we could start with Stuart, please. Certainly look like the truck to beat this evening. Just kind of talk us through your race.
Yeah, we had the Hallmar International Chevy was good. We were a good long run truck there, and there was just a couple quick cautions at the end, kind of burned us. And Matt and Chase did a good job to jump back out front, and it didn't work out in our favor. It sucks, man. Second sucks. Bottom line.
Chase, certainly a strong effort for you this evening as well. Could you just talk us through your race?
Yeah, just up and down weekend. You know, felt like we had a really good truck, and there at the end of second practice last night, I felt like we had a couple of tenths in the bank and just got into the wall and had to go to a backup, and had qualifying there today and ended up second with, you know, not having any laps. And we didn't have quite the balance we had with the previous truck. And then at the start of the race right there, just I lost fourth gear on like lap four. So I had to run the whole race in third gear, and just honestly killed me when the track's that slick. You know, having fourth gear where you can, you know, pedal it and keep it hooked up has just been so big, and I just couldn't carry any straightaway speed. So just a part of it, but really proud of all my Cooper Standard guys. They you know, worked their tails off this weekend with everything that we had to change. So overall, just keep our heads up and go on to Pocono.
Okay, we'll now open it up for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand and state your name and affiliation. We'll start here in the back. Microphone to your left.
Sorry. Jacob Zuma, Performance Motorsports Network. Stuart, I know you said the bottom line was tough immediately after you climbed out. Was there anything specific in your truck that may have been going away on that final run when Crafton got around you, or was it mostly track?
No, I think we just missed a change in track. That top was good early, and then it dusted up, and there was some good seams to hit in the middle and the bottom. And, you know, for whatever reason, it just, you know, that one restart where they got us, it just cleaned up and the top came back and started slipping and sliding in the middle, you know. So that was it. Just being the leader, sometimes these dirt races, you know what I mean, you're a sitting duck. The guys in second and third can move around and find something, and that's what he did.
Okay, additional questions? Okay, we'll come down here to Bob.
Bob Parker, ESPN. For both you guys, I mean, you guys have a lot of dirt experience. Is it tough to lose to a guy who's more an asphalt guy who's still kind of learning dirt?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously frustrating when you lose at all, but, you know, Matt's a really good race car driver, bottom line, and, you know, he's been doing a lot of modified racing, and honestly, tonight, you know, nothing against Matt or anybody else, but I felt like tonight was really the first time at Eldora in the past couple of years where, you know, we got on the bottom, middle bottom, and, you know, you weren't really sideways a lot, and there wasn't a cushion that you really had to hustle. So not saying Matt couldn't do that because I've seen him do it before, but I feel like that's where the dirt guy really has the advantage over a lot of the non-dirt guys.
Okay, we'll take our next question up front and then go to Chris and then Jim.
Connor Sullivan, speed51.com. Stuart, of course, you've been doing a lot of dirt modified racing this year still as well. Do you feel like you represented the sport well?
Yeah, I hope so. You know what I mean, having this opportunity and stuff is you know, a dream come true, and to race at this level, and was definitely racing for all those guys up there in the top pit that have been here for 2 days and working hard, and really wanted to get this one for them and everybody in the Northeast. And, you know, like I said, guys that, you know, might not get this opportunity. So it feels good to run good, but, you know, not closing out the deal burns.
Okay, next question from Chris, Jim, and then over to Jerry.
Chris Knight, catchfence.com. Stuart, I was just curious how important this run was tonight. Even though you didn't win, how important it was for your team considering the struggles and the setbacks that you guys have had to endure this season?
Oh, it was super important. You know, a win's a win. You know, everybody comes to win every week, whether it's a pavement race or a dirt race. And, you know, the first seven races or six races or whatever we did there, was probably the most frustrating racing I've ever been a part of in my life, and it was a big learning experience, and you know, I was looking forward to get to this one. So you know, still to run good and be up in the top five is good. We just wanted to close it out, but there's a little bit of a silver lining, I guess, but not much.
Go ahead, Jim.
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. Stuart, obviously you've done most of your racing in the Northeast, but you clearly have put special emphasis on this particular race. What did what was the significance for you of Eldora before coming in here?
Well, you know, being a dirt racer, tracks like Eldora here, Knoxville, Volusia, Charlotte, you know, I mean, there's the key tracks around the country where no matter what they're racing here, you pay attention. So to get here, and, you know, when the Modifieds came back in 2006, I didn't get an opportunity to run that race, and it was always something, a place I really wanted to race at. So when we, you know, they went back on the schedule last year, it was something we were really excited about, with our race team, and we're looking forward to it. And then having the opportunity to run this truck race was pretty cool. You know, dream come true last year to just compete at this level, and then come back and do it again this year with a shot to win is still pretty cool. You know, I'm happy and I'm proud of everybody. Just really appreciate the opportunity.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net, PRN. For Chase and the second one for Stuart. But Chase, you kind of were in there just kind of, you know, silent all night, just running around, didn't get any trouble. What did you see and how did you stay out of the chaos that was out there?
Yeah, didn't see much. You know, the beginning of the race, it was so muddy, and then it just really dusted off, a lot like the big block race did last night. But, you know, it was such an odd Eldora race to me because we were all running around the middle and the bottom. That's something, you know, you don't see a lot at Eldora in any division. So, you know, I probably stayed committed to the top too long, and that got us way back there. And then, you know, just not having fourth gear just absolutely killed us. So, for me, I was around there racing around a lot of guys that, you know, I don't race around a lot, and that kind of made it tough, especially, you know, when we were all around the middle and bottom, it just made it so hard to pass. So definitely an eye-opening deal being back there, but just, you know, frustrating not to have fourth.
Thank you. And Stuart, for you, along Chris's question, while I get this first year for this truck team, did you consider this your best opportunity to get a good finish on the circuit this year with your background?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it was when we had circled all year, but it's not like, you know, we're not trying at the pavement stuff too. So, winning here was almost like, it was one we were excited about.
Okay. Any final questions? All right. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. Great job tonight.
Thank you.